Yeah, let me put this on here. Okay, so we're continuing the halacha. So you don't know anything, right? Okay, so they're talking about blowing shofar on. You don't blow shofar on Shabbos. The question comes out on Shabbos. The question is why not? So the way we hold is because it's a gezeira, the rabba, which is that most that everyone's chayv in mitzvah shofar, but not everyone knows how to blow shofar. So what's going to happen is you're going to try to blow a shofar, you're not going to be able to. You're going to carry your shofar to an expert. He's going to teach you how to do it, but in doing so, you're going to be violate the prohibition of the tzah, which is the raisa. So it's a gezerah deraba. Okay, the same reason why you don't take lulav or megillah on Shabbos. Oh, right, exactly. So it says violate, so that's the problem. Is that the Gemara says that you'll come to violating carrying four amos in four cubits in Rosh Hashanah in the public domain. So, because that's the prohibition. On Shabbos, there's two prohibitions of carrying. One is to carry from Rosh Hashayachid, from private domain, pick it up in a private domain, carry it across the border, put it down in a public domain. That's one prohibition. The other prohibition is to pick it up in the public domain, walk four amos, 6 feet, let's say, and then put it down. Those are two prohibitions there, Isa, on carrying. And the Gemara chooses the one of the Dalet Amos and Rosh Hashayachid, public domain. Okay, where on the surface you'd think would be a more reasonable case would be it's in your house, you can pick it up in your house and bring it to the public. So I mean, why does the Gemara specifically single out the case of four amos versus rabim? It could have just as well chosen the other case. Okay, but before we get to that, so the basic idea of the gzera we said is on the surface it sounds far fetched, but we said and it sounds like unrelated. I mean, blowing shofar and carrying are totally separate. What he said is that in mitzvahs, there's a phenomenon of his osik b'mitzvah, of your involvement in the mitzvah. And that's a halachic phenomenon, that you're potter from other mitzvahs when you're involved in this mitzvah. Because involving yourself in a mitzvah, preparations, enabling a mitzvah, it involves a person's energy, he's involved in trying to do the thing, and that's a halachic phenomenon. And the involvement in mitzvah shofar often involves hotzah, not carrying, because the mitzvah shofar is a mitzvah which needs an expert, and it involves an object. And therefore, the hisaskos, it's not just maybe it will lead to, but halachically, the hisaskos in mitzvah shofar, which is halachically recognized, it oftentimes involves hotzah. So basically, the Rabbanan Asard prohibited mitzvah shofar because of its involvement. Okay, they said, don't do mitzvah shofar, because the mitzvah shofar brings with it an involvement, and involvement involves hotzah, so therefore they prohibited the mitzvah altogether. Okay? Fine. So the question though is, if I ever say hotzah by accident, I mean carrying four amos. Okay, I'm used to calling it that. Okay, but that's what I mean. Okay, so the question is, so why did the Gemara say carry four amos versus Rosh Hashanah? So that's basically the topic for today, right? Yeah.
Hello? One concern?
I guess the question is, like, what's the question? I mean, he had to pick one of them, so that's kind of what you're asking, right? It's like, so what is it? Should have said both? I mean, then you could just say, I have to pick one, whatever. So, I don't know. Either you could say you should have said both. Or, I don't know, somehow I feel like the standard is hotzah. Like, the melacha is called hotzah. Like, havara is included under it. But the normal, when you refer to the thing, you call it hotzah, right? I mean, it's the melacha, it's hotzah. The melacha is called hotzah. Shum, avir, comes under it. But it could just be the problem is, the generic way to refer to the thing is that you'll carry it. And not only that, I think it's more normal, because it means you're going to be in your house. Where do you keep your shofar? You keep your shofar with seam. In general case, you can keep your shofar in your house, and you can carry it from your house. So it just seems like a more reasonable type of a case for it to say that. And it's the generic, something like that, you know? I mean, I don't see as a question I should have said both, because that's, oh, whatever, just pick one thing. I mean, the whole question itself isn't the most powerful question. I mean, I think there's one of the answers they say is, yeah, nechnami, really both. And that's one of the answers they get. I mean, you could just say that. But, I mean, the Rishonim don't say that. Apparently, it seems strange to them that it singles out. You know, it is a worthy of explanation that it singles out carrying four amos as opposed to carrying from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Okay, there, what happened?
We got our dog.
Who's that?
Morris.
Okay. Good? That means he's there if it's not ringing. Okay, good. Okay, so let's see Tosos. Okay, so Tosos' problem. Let's see Rashi. Let's see Rashi and Sukkah. Okay, it's Rashi and Sukkah who takes it up first. Okay, because Rashi, Tosos is going to call Rashi, so I might as well see Rashi. So Rashi, you have Sukkah in there also?
No.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah,
is that the Masechta, John? Okay. Mem Gimel. Sukha Mem Gimel. So this Gemara appears many times because this is the same Gezerah comes up by Shofar and by Lulav and by Megillah. And for some reason it's in Beitza also, I forgot why. Can't remember. But it's also in Beitza. Okay? It's very famous, Gezerah D'Rabbah. And it makes it a little bit difficult to learn the Sugya or whatever to look for Rishonim because the Rishonim on all the different Masechtas, you know? Like there's a Tosos and Megillah, well, hopefully we're going to do. You know, and then as the Rishonim, like I remember I saw Ram and Ramban talking about it. It took me a while to figure out where it was. But then it's like funny, usually Gemara, you know where it is. But the same Gemara comes up a lot of places, the Rishonim are, you know. Okay.
Equally prevalent.
Yeah, equally prevalent in all the Masechtas. I mean, the Masechtas have Rishonim also. Sukkah, Roshana, Megillah. Yeah. Okay, fine. So it's so Rashi is in Megillah. In Sukkah. Sukkah, I'm sorry. So it says, Ravenu Abraham Shusrab, it's on the very top of Mem Gimel Amar Aleph. It says, Who adin the matzil meimar v'yotzi mirishul seyachal shosu rabin? It could have equally said, and you'll come to carrying it from the private to the public domain. Ela shebarov mikomos v'inyanem. But in the majority of the cases and matters, on Rinon, we say, yesh lachos lahavaras aramos. That there is a reason to worry that he's going to carry it for amos. V'in lachos lotza. So we're not worried that he's going to carry it from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Why? In most cases, that's the case. Why? Kigon, first of all, im hayamunach b'karmelus, or b'karpek, or b'gina, den kanes rotzot deraisa. Let's say you have your shofar stored, or you have the shofar in a karmelus, outside, in front of your house, let's say, or in the garden, or in an alleyway. Okay, so those are cases where the shofar may happen to be. And you're not going to end up having it as the Raisa, those aren't Rosh Hashanah, or they're not Rosh Hashanah, they're just, they're Karmelists. And it turned out you're not going to violate this with the Raisa of carrying it, you take it from there. And it's reasonable that the shofar is going to be there, the Yesh Kanesh of Arba Shadarabim, but you're going to pick it up there, and then you're going to bring it to the Bucky who lives miles away, or whatever it is, to Rosh Hashanah, so you're going to end up carrying it in Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, the case of, by saying Rosh Hashanah Rabim, it's more extensive. It's more inclusive. It includes all cases. Whereas if you say the gezeira is maybe he's going to carry it, then you limit the frequency of this chashash because of this worry, because the worry is only going to be cases in which the shofar originates in Rosh Hashanah Yachad. But even if it originates in Rosh Hashanah Yachad, it's going to go through Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So therefore, it's since in the gezeira there's a probability aspect of the thing of how reasonable, how likely is it to happen. It makes sense to choose the cases which are going to be more inclusive. The chashash, which is more inclusive, is going to be for amos and shus rabim. Okay, that makes sense. Simple, right? Simple. No one's Tosafos doesn't bother by that answer. That's a good answer. Even Tosafos who argues on Rashi accepts that answer. Okay. Oh, so that's one reason. I mean, he puts them together, Rashi. But one reason why in Rosh Hashanah Yachid you're not going to have it, or it's maybe less often, is because maybe the shofar is an inner Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Oh, igbio al menas litlo, v'lo lehotzio. Or because let's say you pick it up in your house with the intent of picking it up. I guess taking the lulav, or I'm not really sure if it's by lulav. I guess it would be to take the lulav, but for other things, it would have to be to whatever to pick it up to take it. Whereas v'lo lehotzio, not to bring it out. V'nimloch lehotzio, and then you change your mind and decide to carry it out. Potter mishum hotza. So then you're exempt, you're potter, for the isur hotza, in lo amad lafush bein tayim. Unless you stop to rest in between. Kedarim sech Shabbos. Okay. So what's going on here? So the basic halacha is again, simple, is that in order to do, or to violate the prohibition of carrying of hotza, you have to pick the thing up in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, transfer it to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and put it down in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Okay? But not only that, if you picked it up with the intent of carrying it out to Rosh Hashanah Rabim. It's not just that you pick it up in your house in order to do something in your house with it, and then you change your mind and carry it into Rosh Hashanah Rabim, that's not the prohibition. Deraisa. Okay, so if I'm in my house, and I decide to pick up an apple in order to eat it, and then I change my mind and I say, you know what, let me bring it to my next door neighbor, whatever. You carry Rosh Hashanah Rabim, so that you're not violating the Araisa. Okay? unless there is a way, which is that if you pick up your apple and you start walking in the house and then you stop to rest, so then you're stopping to rest is like you're putting it down because your body is resting, it's like the thing is resting, and then when you begin walking again, it's like you're picking it up again, and then you'd be chayiv, even though you're changing your mind. But in the normal case, that's not going to happen. Normal case, if you pick it up in your house in order to take it or in order to use it, and then you change your mind and carry it out, so you're not going to violate. So even if the shofar happens to originate, or the little happens to originate in your house, if you pick it up in order to pick it, to use it in the house, and then you change your mind, then you're also not going to violate, unless you change your mind in the middle, and unless you take a rest. So therefore, another reason why that the likelihood, the chashash, the worry in the case of Rosh Hashanah Lishus Rabim is less. And therefore, the Torah or the Gemara did not choose the case of carrying it from Rosh Hashanah Lishus Rabim. Okay. Now, the obvious problem, which is obvious because I didn't even finish the story, but because, and what about the other case? So, but if you pick it up in Rishus HaRabim, let's say you pick it up in Rishus HaRabim for the purpose of taking it and then change your mind and start walking. Right? It's the same deal. Same deal that you're not going to be chayiv, even if it happens to be in Rishus HaRabim, it's the same deal, you're not going to be chayiv unless you stop the rest. Right? Because once you're saying is, I mean, the whole thing sounds far-fetched. I mean, where's Rashi coming from? That is, maybe you're going to pick it up in order to take it, and then you're going to change your mind. Why isn't that a funny case? It's altogether these things. The reason why it's not common is because if you pick it up with the intent of picking it up, and then you change your mind, then it's not going to work out. I mean, it's far fetched. But even, and if you'll tell me that what in that case is not going to work out, then the Tosafot says in that case in Rishus HaRabim also it doesn't work out, because if you pick it up for the purpose of just holding it, using it in Rishus HaRabim, and then you change your mind and decide to walk in Rishus HaRabim for Amos, you're not going to be chayiv either. Because when you picked it up, you weren't intending to carry it. So it's going to be the same problem. That's just the halacha. So therefore, that's what Tosus says in Rashi. Right? Tosus by us, he says, by Dalat Amos, also the same thing. You're only chayiv, you pick it up with the intent of moving it for Amos. Right? So the whole thing, it doesn't, that's not a reason to show why there's more of a worry by in the case of Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim, than Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim. Right? It's the same exact thing. So why is this? For Tosas, Tosas asking on Rashi, why is that a reason why it should choose a case versus the Yachid, a case versus Rabbim, and not a case versus the Yachid? Again, versus Rabbim is public domain, and versus the Yachid is private domain. So, therefore, Tosus is a different thing, different answer. He says, "Nira demir versus the Yachid, versus the Rabbim, misle yakeira." He says, "No, a better answer. If you pick it up in versus the Yachid, and you want to carry it to versus the Rabbim, pick it up in your house, let's say." Carry in Rishus HaRabim, there's a hecker. It's noticeable. Why is it noticeable? Yeah, there's like a door. It's your house. So, I mean, there's going to be a reminder. Before you get out the door, you'll say, oh, wait a second. It's Shabbos. It's carrying. There's a door. So it's going to remind you. So therefore, there's less of a deach, a shash, of a worry that maybe a guy's going to carry it. Because he'll be reminded by the doorway. Or by the fence, or whatever it is. Aval Rishus HaRabim, Zimnin de Lavadayte, Mavdal HaRamos. But it's just a Rabbim, you can pick it up. And what's the prohibition? 6 feet? I mean, there's no like markers at 6 feet or whatever, Dalat Amos. It's just like an imaginary line. So that imaginary line is there's nothing to remind him right before he crosses the boundary of for Amos to prevent him from doing it. So therefore he says, therefore there's that's why the Gemara chose the case of Rishus HaRabim. Because it's much more likely that a guy would end up making that mistake. Okay, that sounds very reasonable, right? Sounds very reasonable. Okay, so what do we do now? Okay, so one question we do is defend Rashi, right? What's Rashi's? Why is Rashi differentiating between Rishus HaYachid and Rabbim based on the fact that if you pick it up and then change your mind? I mean, it's the same halacha. You pick it up and change your mind, pick it up and Rabbim, change your mind. So how is that the difference? Is there any other question? It sounds almost Rashi is like, because I guess the guys are asking, what about Rosh Hashanah? Why don't you say, yeah, but most of the time it isn't Rosh Hashanah. Right, most of the time it is. Why are you keeping your Megillah? So I say, look, first of all, I think he's saying is, who knows? I mean, there are going to be times where it's only Rosh Hashanah, and that can happen. And then it sounds like Rashi is making a one long line of thought. Is that, and even in the case of Rosh Hashanah, when he picks it up and then changes his mind, then even though it's Rosh Hashanah, he's not going to be Chayiv. You know what I mean? Which is, again, I think is the problem, is that whole thing just sounds like funny logic. If he picks it up and changes his mind, why would he be picking up and changing his mind? But people don't normally pick things up and change their mind. I mean, it's a strange case. So, I mean, why is Rashi, this is his argument of why he'll say Yachid is, I mean, you're not going to be Chayiv. You can make a lot of funny cases where you're not going to be Chayiv, but that's what it says. You want to make that case, then make that case versus Rav Malsa. It just sounds like a little bit of a force. But I mean, the simple answer to that question, in most cases, even if most cases is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you'll end up going from Rosh Hashanah through the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and carrying it 4 hours in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But if it's in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you're never going to go to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So the more inclusive Gezerah is the case of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Yeah, just another question. I think it's a question. Is that why didn't Rashi? Like Tosis makes very good sense. Why did Rashi miss that? Right? I mean, the Hecker thing just sounds simple. Right? I mean, just a simple answer is that you're not going to do it. Guy's not going to carry from Shilah Shusarab. You don't make that mistake. You make the mistake. Shusarab is the easy mistake to make. Carry from Shilah Shusarab is already is more tricky. How's a guy going to do that? There's a reminder. So, I mean, it's a funny question because, I don't know, you have to think of that. But, I mean, Rashi knows how to think of that. I mean, why does Rashi not hold to that? He's giving a list. It's not like he only has one answer. He has two answers. Why can't he add in? And also, it's less reasonable anyways because the guy's going to remember. I mean, he's giving reasons why it's less likely. Shouldn't he have given that answer? I mean, he said he couldn't think of that idea that there's a walls versus Yachid and there aren't walls versus Rabin. Right? I mean, that's I think it's bothersome. If you think about it, it's it's a kasha. It's hard to really be totally convinced of kasha because I don't know why didn't he? You know, it's like kind of curious. But still, I think it's a simple enough answer, and it makes clear sense that it's a little bothersome that Rashi doesn't have that. And Tosis has to bring that in, you know. I mean, I'm asking a question specifically on Rashi because Rashi gives two reasons. Why does Rashi give two reasons? So, because I think the answer is because he's trying to show the probabilities. Because Gezeira is based upon the likelihood of the concern. Right? I mean, just because you have a qualitative thing that may lead to a violation of Shabbos doesn't warrant making a decree. So, the decree is based on a certain probability. So if you could show why in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim it's likely to lead to a concern, and in Rosh Hashanah Yachid there are multiple reasons why it's not likely to lead to a concern, then that's defending why the Gemara picks Rosh Hashanah Yachid and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's why Rashi gives two reasons. He says, first of all, Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's not always in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Second of all, even if it is in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, maybe he'll change his mind. And third of all, he should say, even if it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid, maybe he'll be reminded by the walls. I mean, you see, Rashi is certainly on the quest of listing a few reasons, and I think the reason is because in Gezeiras, it's not like in a regular area of halacha, it's just like a qualitative svara. What's the svara? You don't have two svaras, one svara is enough. But here, the whole thing is based upon the probability or likelihood of making an error. So if you have different reasons, they all contribute to this thing. So it seems that Rashi should say that also. So I guess Tosus also has two reasons. He likes Rashi's first reason, and he has another reason. And the reason why he leaves out Rashi's middle reason is because he thinks it doesn't make any sense. He says, what's the difference? Because he's changing your mind, they're both the same. So I'm saying, fine, Tosus explains why he doesn't like Rashi's second reason. But Rashi doesn't explain why he doesn't like Tosus' reason. I mean, of course, Rashi is BK4 Tosus. He's not going to do that, but it should bother us. Right, I mean, so David's saying a factual point, which is, it seems true, is that what Rashi's saying is that if you change your mind, it's funny, Tosfos doesn't quote this part of Rashi, but is if you change your mind, then you're not going to be chayav, right, unless you stop to rest. Right? He doesn't quote that part, unless you stop the Rashi, which Rashi says. But he says, if it's in your house and you pick it up with the intent of taking the lulav and then you carry it out, you're not going to be chayav unless you stop to rest. Now, it's unlikely who stops to rest in the middle of their house. What, you're taking a rest? You've been carrying the lulav for so long, you need to stop and take a break? You're just picking it up in your house and shaking it and carrying it out. You're not stopping to rest. That's not a reasonable case. So, you know, it's not going to happen. But if you carry it, you pick it up in Shasarabim, and you start carrying it. So it's true, if you picked it up with the purpose of picking it up, purpose of shaking it or whatever, and then you start walking, it's true, you're not going to be chayiv unless you stop to rest. But where does the bucky live? I mean, it's a good chance the guy's going to stop to rest on the way to the bucky. It's a long trip to the bucky. It's just a rabbi. You're going on a journey. But in your house, I mean, it's just not a reasonable case. So this, factually, it makes good sense, is that resting in your house is uncommon. Resting in a shazam is common. So even if you did pick it up in the way that Rashi is describing, it would seem to be likely or reasonable that it's going to come to a shazam. It would come to the violation anyways. But in shaziyachid, it's unlikely. Right? I mean, that sounds like makes sense.
You're right.
I mean, it's true. I mean, the whole thing makes sense. In the first, it's a good answer. But I mean, the difficult part still is the whole case is strange. And Rashi's saying is because maybe you're going to pick up your house and change your mind, and then you're going to carry, you know, like, it's like if you're trying to create, it could be those, like, you're trying to create a case where a guy could be potter, you create a case with Rabbim also like that. I mean, it's a far-fetched case. What kind of case? You want to create this case. Maybe you're going to pick up with just Rabbim, and he's not going to rest. You know, so then also it won't count. So it just sounds like, the whole thing sounds contrived, according to Rashi. So although it's true, if you take as a premise that you have this case where a guy's going to change his mind, and it's true, and Shas Yachid, he's probably not going to violate, and Shas Rabim, it's a good chance he will. But the thing in the first place sounds like it's forced, you know? Could be, like Tosfos is saying to Rashi, he's like, if you want to make up a forced case, so Shas Rabim, you can also make it up. Now, it's true, there's a difference, fine, but I'll make up a case of Shas Rabim where he changes his mind, and he doesn't rest, or whatever, it's close, you know, the whole thing is just, there's underlying something funny about the whole answer in Rashi. You just don't know, it sounds like he's pulling it out of a hat, you know? Like, where did he get this from? So this thing just makes sense. There's borders, you can remember. Rashi's thing is, if you change your mind, why would that ever happen? What kind of case is that? I think that's really the problem here. I think that's the problem, is what's Rashi doing here? Interesting. Yeah, the Yehudit says an interesting svara. That maybe the question is, Tosa's question is, what's the difference? Shaykh Hoshes Rabin, the same thing. If you pick it up, then if you pick it up with Dasa to use it, and then you're going to have to change your mind, and then you change your mind, you're not going to be Yotzei. So what's the difference? Same thing yourself, Hoshes Rabin, Shaykh Rabin. So you're just saying, no, maybe you say is that when you pick something up, your Stam Das is to use it in that Rishos. So when you pick up Rishas Yachid, your Stam Das, the assumed Das is that you can use it in Rishas Yachid. And then the only way you're going to be Chayiv, the only way it's going to happen is you change your mind to carry it out. But then you're not going to be Chayiv. But when you pick up Rishas Rabim, the Stam Das is to use it in Rishas Rabim, which means to carry it around in Rishas Rabim. So therefore you don't have to change your mind, that's just the standard Das. When you pick a thing up in Rishas Rabim, that's what you're going to do. So that's already reasonable. But the standard Das in Rishas Yachid is you're going to pick it up and use it in Rishas Yachid. It's in Rishas Yachid. Whereas Tosfos would say, that no, that even if it's just a rabbim, you don't say the standard das is you're going to move, you're going to start carrying it around. You stand das, you use it right here, whatever. If you're going to say that the guy's going to move it, that you need a das, but the standard das is whenever you pick something up, your das is to keep it where it is. And if you're going to decide to change it to move it, then that's changing your mind. So then it's the same exact thing. So it would be like, do you say that stand das when you pick it up and it's just a rabbim, you can move it throughout the just a rabbim, or you say no? Same thing, that you pick a thing up, the standard das is that it's here, and you have to have a positive das of moving. So the machlokes would be like in that question about how you evaluate a guy's stam das when you pick something up. You know, I guess where he doesn't say why he's picking it up. Right? Okay. Interesting. Okay. So I'm thinking different, is that, see, the way Rashi learns is like this. Is that what are we worried about? What are we worried about? So, like, why is he saying a guy will change his mind? Why is he at the end of that end? Why would a guy change his mind? So it could be that he has a premise. Rashi has a premise that you don't assume that a guy is going to pick up his lulav or his shofar in order to bring to an expert. Because it's usher. Okay? It's usher to bring to an expert. It's usher to do that, so it's all. So you don't assume a guy is going to just decide, you know what? I want to go and carry my thing down the street because it's supposed to be malacha. But what is the case? What's the chashash according to Rashi? Chashash is that a guy is going to pick up his thing, his, let's say his shofar, and he's going to start trying to blow the shofar, and he's going to, you know, to do yosef mitzvah. And he's going to pick it up to, not to carry out. I mean, you don't pick it up to carry it out, but you're going to start trying to do the mitzvah, and then you now realize you don't know how to do it, you can't do it, it doesn't work, whatever it is. And then you can say, oh yeah, I got it now, I'm worried, I'm not going to get a yotzei mitzvah, I thought I was going to be able to do it. And a guy's going to get involved and worried about the kima mitzvah. And in that state of mind, he's just going to get like a panic and he's going to go carry it. Okay, in other words, what's going to cause the thing is, standard case is not that a guy just decides to pick it up and carry it, but it's that he gets involved with the thing, and then he's going to decide to go and carry it out to the baki because of his frustrations, or his, you know, he's going to realize that he's worried and he has to get kiyum mitzvah. So I think there's a Rashi here. Let me see, Rashi and okay. Yeah, I mean, there's Rashi says in Megillah. He says, since you're obligated, he's like worried to fulfill his obligation. So according to Rashi, the chashash here is that a guy's worried. It's because the guy's worried, what happens is you start panicking. To kima mitzvah creates a pressure. There's a pressure of kima mitzvah. The person feels like you have to do the mitzvah. So what's going to happen is that he's going to pick it up. He's like to take it. And then he's going to say, wait a second, I don't know what I'm doing here. And then he's going to go to the baki. And he's going to end up carrying it. But then, if that's the case, if he does that, so he's not going to, then he's just going to go right to the baki, and he's not going to violate the deraisa, because he didn't pick it up in the purpose of, in order to do otzah. Okay, so he's not going to violate. But Rashi's not going to say, there's not going to be a case of a guy who's going to just decide, go over to his lulav, say, you know what, I want to go bring my lulav to that. That's like, it's like it happens after he already is holding the thing and realizing he doesn't know how to do it. It's a certain type of a situation, which is going to bring about the chashash. But if a guy, when his lulav is sitting on the table, he's not going to say, you know what, let me bring my lulav to that. That's already, it's like, it's brought about once you have it and you don't know how, and you go to your bucky to do it. You try it, you take the shofar, you start blowing, you say, well, you start realizing you don't know how, you can't do it. That's the case. But if you pick it up in Rosh Hashanah, then I think what David said before is you pick it up in Rosh Hashanah, so even if that does happen, you're right, same thing. The guy's not going to just pick it up in order to go to the baki. So he's going to pick it up, and he's going to be holding it, and then he's going to change his mind. Fine. Change his mind, get panicky, start changing his mind, and start running to the baki. But then it's a long trip to the baki, and he's going to take a break, he's going to take a rest, calm down, and then he's going to start walking again, and then he's going to buy the desert. So therefore, it's reasonable if he's in a shasarabim, it's reasonable to violate. Versus the yachid, it's not reasonable. The only way it would be reasonable is if he actually decided to pick it up in a shasarabim on the intent of doing it. But that's already less reasonable. A guy is, I don't know if that's impossible, but then you have to assume that it's like a plan. It's like he's doing it with like foreknowledge. He's deciding to pick it up and carry it. That's already less likely. The case here is talking about, the chashash Rashi is worried about is that the guy is going to pick it up and then panic, and then he's going to end up doing it. And he's going to do it. And if that's the case, it could be that Rashi doesn't care about the reminders. See, according to Rashi, see, reminders work if you're worried, if the chashash is, the guy's going to totally forget. He's just going to forget. He's going to like accidentally carry it out by accident, you know? The mitzvah is going to cause him to forget. But according to Rashi, I'm learning, it's like, Bahol isn't exactly you're going to forget. It's like there's a worry of the mitzvah. And I don't know if I'd say it's like on purpose, but it's like he's just gets worried. And he's like, you know, the guy's not listening. The mechitza isn't going to help him. The fact that there's a reminder isn't going to help him. That guy isn't being helped by the mechitza. If you get into that state, then the mechitza is not going to help you. Okay? Because the worry for Rashi is the mitzvahs. And this is why it's It gives a little bit of insight into the whole chashash, is that it sounds far-fetched, but there's a certain psychology of a person who's burdened with a mitzvah that he'll do anything. He'll, like, in order to do the mitzvah, he'll be like it reminds me of this might be for a different reason, but like if a person like lights Shabbos candles, you know, like let's say a person forgets to light Shabbos candles, you know. So you could, it depends how you relate to Shabbos candles, but someone relates to it. I mean, especially this happens if you have some sort of superstitious relationship to the Shabbos candles. But it could happen even if not. If you forget to do it, it's like you can imagine a person lighting them on Shabbos in order to do Shabbos candles, right? Even though it's mitzvah to light it on Shabbos, and it's just a mitzvah d'rabbanan to light them, but it's like, there's a certain, pressure. I gotta get the mitzvah. It's like a superego, guilt, whatever it is. But it's like there's a certain type of a psychology of getting the mitzvah, which could blind the person and cause him to do crazy things. And a reminder isn't gonna. I mean, it could help. But sometimes it's never gonna help. But it's not. It's that type of a. The reminders are good for guys who forget. Forgetfulness helps. But guys who are, if the gzeira is a motivated forgetfulness, then yeah. And it could be that's a tosasol. Tosasol that the gzeira isn't. The exterior here is based on forgetting. It's not based on this whole thing. Those are basically just saying it's based on the guy's going to forget. He's going to forget. He's going to pick up this thing. He's going to forget about it. So if he forget about it, he may pick it up with the intent of carrying it. He'll forget about Shabbos. He'll forget about Hotza, and he'll pick it up in order to carry it. You don't have to change your mind. I mean, the Rashi is learning that, well, why is the guy going to forget? He's going to forget about Shabbos. He's going to forget about Hotza. But the Rashi is not worried about forgetting. He's worried about a guy being getting panicky about the mitzvah. So getting panicky about the mitzvah, so that's going to first of all happen when the guy picks it up already in order to take it, because that's what's going to bring it about. And also, the reminders aren't going to help him. But Tosus isn't worried about that. Tosus isn't, Tosus holds, that's already not a chashash, because it could be Tosus learns, that's already like a mazid almost. Then you're worried about the guy is going to just like purposefully carry it out, you know. That's already more, Tosus doesn't go for that. He says it's just a regular, you're going to forget. There's a mitzvah. The mitzvah involves carrying sometimes, and the guy may, in order to do the mitzvah, he may pick up and forget. If he don't forget, he'll say, "Look, if you have a reminder, then he won't forget. He'll forget." Mishas Rabim, I understand that he's Mishas Rabim. He's going to forget. Four Amos has no clear delineated boundaries. Mishas Rabim, he may forget. Mishas Yachid, he's not going to forget. And not like that. And Mishas Yachid, he doesn't buy this whole thing that you're going to pick it up in order to. He doesn't need that whole thing. See, that whole thing is that you're going to pick it up and then change your mind. Is necessary if you're trying to explain how the guy is going to get into a state that he's going to, so to speak, purposefully do it. You have to say he's going to pick it up and then start getting worried and frustrated, and then just mitzvilaso now on the right at the beginning, the guy's not going to do that. He's not going to do that. But if you're worried about saying it's forgetting, so the guy can forget. He'll forget about that. It's Shabbos. He'll forget about it, so he'll pick it up and he'll carry it. So I'm saying that's the question. What's the chashash here? Is the concern a concern about forgetfulness, or is the concern about panicky? He's going to get worried. And that's why Rashi is good. Rashi says, he's a Baal. Baal is like he's worried. He's worried about Kima Mitzvah. Since he's chayiv in the Mitzvah, he's worried. It's like, according to Rashi, it's like the Gemara says, everyone's chayiv in Shofar and everyone's not a Baki in Shofar. According to Rashi, that's like developing the psychology here. Everyone has this obligation, but no one quite knows how to do it. And therefore these mitzvahs involve like a certain type of a psychological dynamic which could lead people to violate, and therefore the Rabban said, forget it, don't do this mitzvah on Shabbos. It's too dangerous to have this mitzvah around on Shabbos, because it involves going to experts, it involves everyone's chiyuv, and it's just, you can lead to problems. But Tosus is saying, it's just describing, like, everyone's chiyuv, so a lot of people are going to be doing a shofar, and again, they're forgetting, someone's going to forget. You're right. But that's what David says. It's true. Like, a guy could forget something. Let's say you skip Yalvi Yavo at night. So, or something, or you see, you skip something that you have to, look, you could not say it. Then, you know, the office after you get past modem or whatever, you don't say it, right? You don't go back. But a guy feels like, I don't want my Shemona Esrei to be lacking, so he'll go back. Certain thing I have is ridiculous, and then they fall to the halacha. There's certain emotions involved. Like, I don't want to be a guy who didn't do Mitzvah Shofar. So it's going to end up carrying. I just know I got to get Mitzvah Shofar, and there's a pressure of Mitzvah Shofar that you could end up. You lose your priorities. There's a certain religious sense a person has about fulfilling a mitzvah, fulfilling a chiyuv. There's a pressure of a chiyuv, and that could end up causing him to
you know, to end up become blinded.
I think Rav Pesach once wanted to say that they say that the Yivlo Shofar, you know, they say the Tekiyos Dem Yushav, before Shmon Esrei, Yivlo Shofar, right? And they say, in order to larvei vesa satan, in order to confuse the satan, okay, whatever that means. Right, so what's all this pshat? So I think he said is that the real mitzvah shofar is really the mitzvah shofar that is to do with in the davening. Because right, that's the question, the point of the question. Why are you blowing before the davening? The real mitzvah should be with the tefillah, because tefillah is the kiyum and the shofar, and it's all, that's really the way to do it, is with the tefillah. But he said is, like, I think he wanted, I'm pretty sure, I don't know if I heard him say it, someone told me, I forgot, but he didn't say is that there's a certain pressure that a person has of kiyum and mitzvah, filling the mitzvah. And if, like, if you're doing the mitzvahs in the middle of your Shmona Esrei, which are the ones that you're doing in order to yotzei the mitzvah, it's like you're not going to be able to concentrate on the ideas of shofar, but you're going to be, like, nervous about hearing it right and being yotzei the mitzvah. And it's going to turn out you're not going to, you're satan, you're unconscious, your unconscious instincts are going to prevent you from really experiencing mitzvah shofar properly, because you're going to be too nervous and too thinking about the pressure of fulfilling the mitzvah. So this way, with what? I don't know. I'm not sure if that's the same shot. Maybe. But this way could be. But this way is he's already yotzei the mitzvah before Shmon Esrei. He fills the mitzvah there, thinking about yotzei the mitzvah, get all nervous there. You yotzei, you fill the mitzvah, and now any further blowing, you'll be able to concentrate for thinking about the ideas, because you already have your mitzvah under your belt. Could be what David's saying is true. Maybe it's why you say we blow the whole month. There's also Avet Satan, right? So maybe it's also, it's like, there's a certain, that's another thing, it's like, there's a newness to the thing that will throw you off. You know, it's like, but the worry is that mitzvah shofar is supposed to be a mitzvah which has the ideal, like we were talking about, and the fact that it's a mitzvah is like, could harm that. Because mitzvah creates a pressure in the psychology. So it's like, but it's a catch-22, hey, you're going to get rid of that. It's like, they have to obligate this, it has to be a mitzvah. So the way they did it is they set up these kids beforehand, which will, you know, it'll be yotzei, and they'll be able to relax and be a little more focused on the ideas. I'm bringing that in, I think. I mean, I think this is what I heard from a Pesach. So if you don't like it, or if it's a mistake, this is what I think he said. But I'm bringing it in just to show that there is, that Halacha recognizes there is an irrational psychology of a person who is burdened with the Chiyuv HaMetzvah. And it's just a fact. And it's like, Chazal to deal with that. And Rashi's learning is that psychology will even cause a guy to end up carrying sort of intentionally. It's a behala. He's worried. He's going to even sort of take out, you know. Tosus doesn't hold by that. Tosus learns the normal Xera. Tosus, in a certain sense, is easier because he doesn't have to. He's not positing. He's worried a guy's going to really do this thing on purpose. Rashi's, in a certain sense, easier because it makes the whole Xera less far fetched. But Tosus is like, we're worried a guy's going to forget that it's Shabbos. And, you know, Tosus, Rashi's saying, you know, there's a good sense for this thing. And this is why, it's also good, according to Rashi, why you have this by mitzvah specifically. Someone pointed that. That was yours and Matt were trying to say, because it's a mitzvah. You notice that. But it could be Rashi is good why it's mitzvahs. You don't just have a gezeirah. So you carry anything. You say, don't pick up a pen on Shabbos, because maybe you're going to carry. Or not, don't pick up an apple on Shabbos, maybe you're going to carry. Right? And that's why you're going to carry. I don't know, whatever. But it's good. It's because the mitzvah, it's like it's a chiyuv mitzvah, creates a psychology. And that's why these gezeirah is by mitzvahs. And they basically said, you don't want to have mitzvahs on Shabbos. Mitzvahs on Shabbos. Mitzvahs when there's an Isser of Hotzah. Mitzvahs which involve objects that not everyone knows how to do. When there's an Isser of Hotzah, is asking for trouble. Because people are going to panic. There's a certain type of argument, even though it doesn't really hold up halachically, it's ridiculous. But I mean, a guy would say, look, shofar, Shabbos, you have every week. And Hotzah, you have every week. And big deal, carrying. Okay, what am I going to do? Not do mitzvah shofar? That's what the guy going to do. You can imagine a guy, he takes up a shofar, tries to blow it, he realizes he doesn't know, he can't do it. Now what's he going to do? Is he going to just give up mitzvah shofar this year? I mean, halacha would say, yeah, what are you going to do? Right? I mean, I don't know. Figure something else out. But look, if it comes, push comes to shove, what are you going to do? Violate this with the rights of carrying on Shabbos or Shemitah Shofar? Well, you can't do it. But could a guy live with himself not doing Shofar this year? It's hard. Because this is a behala. He's worried. And that worry could cause the guy to end up to get you know, to carry. And that's what the Gezeirah is based upon, according to Rashi. And Rashi says that much more likely after the guy picked it up in order to carry it, to do it, and then realizes, oh no, I can't do it. I don't know what to do. I can't do it right. I don't, you know, something like that. There's a guy who doesn't on the get-go just decide to do that. That's already more of a plan. He does it after he already picked it up and then realizes, oh no, I gotta go to an expert. But beforehand, he's not as panicky yet. He's panicky once he picks it up and realizes he can't do it. That's kind of why, you're right. According to Tosfos, it's like the mitzvah is, it's not a mitzvah. First of all, you have to have something where it's a baki. You know, so it's going to be likely that you can go to an expert. And it has to be something where there's a halachically recognized askus and the thing, which will involve going to the baki. So in mitzvah, you have that. But it's not because of the dala. I mean, I don't know. It's very good that it's Rashi. I didn't know about this Rashi. I saw most of Rashi this morning. I just happened to see most of Rashi. Quoted this to Rashi in Megillah about this baal. But I don't know. It would be interesting to see if there's a Tosfos that doesn't say that. You know, I don't know. Maybe there's a...
What's the Rashi?
Oh, it says, HaKol Chayavin, you know, that everyone's Chayavin, U'mitokshu Mechuyi B'davar, since he's obligated, who Bohol Latzvi Sidei Chova. It's Rashi. But I would claim that Tosfos shouldn't write that. Tosfos should say, he'll forget, it's not because he's a Bohol. Right? One second, let me see. Okay, so what I'd like to do next, actually, is a Tosfos and Megillah. It's actually, it starts off with the question Rindy's mother had asked when she was here, is what's the deal with, why is it no chashash by Mila? Maybe you're going to carry, this is by mitzvah, so why don't you say, well, maybe you're going to carry the baby? Maybe you can carry, not you carry the baby, you like to carry the baby. Why don't you carry the oil that you're going to carry the knife? Okay? And he says, because Mila is such an important mitzvah, we don't want to knock it out. And he says, Nichrus el Hashal Hashal Zei Brisos. There are 13 Brisos. So for that, you can look at the Rambam. The Rambam is the last Rambam in Hilchos Mila. Okay, maybe look at that. It's very funny. So maybe we'll take a look at that. The last Rambam in Hilchos Mila. That should keep us busy for tomorrow, I think. He has two answers there.
So Tosfos
and Megillah. Tosfos and Megillah Dalam and the Rambam and the last Rambam in Hilchos Mila. But I forget where it is. Look at the last one. It's a very strange Rambam. But yeah, and I guess that should probably keep us busy. What's tomorrow's or Thursday already, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then later, after that same Tosfos will hopefully continue is about why you don't have the chashash when you know you blow shofar on let's say Yom Kippur, you know, like at the end of Yom Kippur. So why don't you worry then that you're gonna have to go to Bucky to blow it because you're not allowed to carry Yom Kippur? So when you say you can't blow it on, right, because you have to get a chashash. What?
Same reason as
Brigham. It's so important, you mean? Yeah, no, he doesn't.
That's
one of his answers. He says, that one, look, anyone can do that. And he says, only Zechel Mikdash, so whatever. You don't do it, you don't do it. Which is good with the idea. It's like, you're not.
Yeah.
Although that may seem to point to, like, Rashi type of thing. Yeah. You know, but.
Not worried.
Yeah, but even if you could say that it's based on the mitzvah, it could be it's like it's going to cause you to forget. Like, there's a difference between causing you to forget and causing you to do it like in a worried state. And I'm not saying it's not based on mitzvah, but it could be ketosis is the mitzvah is you get involved in the mitzvah and you forget. It's different than getting worried. Worried's like a more conscious type of a thing. Like, you're going to, I got to do it, you know. Forgetting is just you're involved in the mitzvah and you forget. That's the idea. It's also your mitzvah. You lose yourself. Not because you're worried, it's a different type of a thing. And then the hacker will remind you. If you're worried, hacker isn't going to help. If you're worried, it's a pressure. Yeah.